a special rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies. You're invited to drop in where the elite meet to eat, Duffy's Tavern.
Duffy's, where do you lead me to eat? Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Tonight, Lab Krieger, the horror guy from the movies. Huh? Well, he's sort of a king-sized Peter Lorre. Yeah, he's in that picture, the lodger, you know. Guy that walks around with a knife in his hand all the time. Yeah. Slash happy. Oh, but he's very polite about it, you know. He walks up to a beautiful dame, removes his hat and bows. Then he removes her hat, head and all. a fat guy? Duffy, he's reduced quite a bit. Well, you know, you can take and streamline a locomotive, but when you get through, it's still a locomotive. Yeah, okay, I'll call you back later, Duffy. Come on. What kind of a greeting do you think I ought to give that Krieger tonight? What do you think I ought to say to the guy?
Well, you could say, good evening. What America needs is a good 5-cent Krieger.
Eddie, that is very coarse humor. Now, this guy's a big actor, you know? And I like to meet them important Hollywood guys, Eddie. Them guys got an appreciation of life, you know? A zest for gust. A love for living, you know?
And a hatred for tipping.
Eddie, you're always thinking about money. Don't be so mercerized. Besides, a guy like this Krieger might give you, a job in one of his movies.
Yeah, but what good is a job in a picture with that guy? Just when the audience is getting used to you, you're liquidated. I don't like them horror pictures.
Oh, I don't know. I like horror pictures. I like their stark realism, you know? I seen one the other day where this mad scientist performs this appendectomy. It's an appendectomy, yeah. On an ape's head, you see? And he puts the ape's brain into a guy's body. Imagine that, Eddie. An ape's brain and a human guy's body. Hiya, Finnegan. Did you hear about that lad Krieger coming down here tonight?
Oh, yeah. I see all of his pictures. Boy, do they scare me. Oh, I chew me nails. I wake up screaming at night. I break out in a cold sweat.
Well, then why do you go to see them?
Arch, I gotta get some pleasure out of life.
Well, Finnegan. Did you see his last picture, The Lodger?
Oh, yeah. It's very interesting, too, yes. Particularly the fog. What a fog. It was so thick you could hardly see the picture.
Yeah. I often wonder how them movie guys make that fog.
Oh, I know how they made it the night I was there.
How?
The guy next to me was smoking a cigar. I would say, by and large, the picture was well worth the price of admission. I did not at all regret sneaking in.
Finnegan, you mean to tell me that you sneaked into such a big movies?
I got a very clever sister, Marge. You see, I walk up to the girl in the box office and I say, pardon me, I left my umbrella inside. Could I go get it? You follow me so far?
Well, yeah. Yes, you make it quite obtuse, Finnegan. Go ahead.
Thanks. Well, anyway, I go inside, I get my umbrella, and I see the picture.
Just a second. How did your umbrella get in there?
I left it there yesterday.
Well, how did you get in there yesterday?
I bought a ticket.
Well, then why didn't you see the picture yesterday?
That's the clever part, Arch. I buy a ticket, leave the umbrella, walk out, and the next day I see the picture for nothing.
You know something, Finnegan? You don't look as dumb as you are. Or do you?
Hello, Archie, me boy.
Well, Officer Clancy, I ain't seen hide and seek of you for months.
Well, I've been assigned to special duty, Archie. Juvenile delinquency.
Oh, guy's not paying the bills, huh?
No, Archie. Juvenile delinquency is what happens when little children start acting like their fathers. But don't let me interrupt the conversation.
Oh, no conversation. We were just talking. about horror pictures.
Oh, them stupid things with them stupid cops.
What do you mean, Clancy?
Oh, they have them Irish cops with a brogue so thick you can hardly understand them.
Yeah, I hear what you mean, Clancy, and I think you're right.
Right. By the way, Archie, I just happen to have here some tickets to the policeman's ball.
Oh, you just happen to have them, huh?
How many will you be wanting, Archie?
Clancy, as you look around the place here, do you see any violations of the fire laws or anything?
No, Archie, as far as I can see, you're not breaking any laws here.
Well, Clancy, as far as I can see, I won't be wanting any tickets. Try Eddie over there.
Oh, Eddie.
Yes, Officer Clancy.
Eddie, I understand that was quite a card game you had at your place Saturday night. May I ask if you were playing for money?
I was going to buy two tickets anyway.
Thank you. And now, Archie, to get back to you. There is a violation in this place.
What?
I just finished eating the pig's knuckle. Did I pay you for it?
Did you? Are you kidding, Clancy? Certainly not.
Right. So you're guilty of bribing an officer. Now, how many tickets do you want?
I'll take one ticket.
Only one ticket?
Well, I ain't got an escort. If I had a dame... Hold it a minute, Clancy. Hey, get a load of what just walked in. What a hunk of feminine punkritude. Oh, where did this come from?
Oh, pardon me.
Oh, the pardon is all mine. to whom are you looking for? Anybody in particular?
I'm looking for Benevenuta.
Oh, well, she'll be here in a nonce. won't you pray be seated?
Thank you.
Boy, what a dish.
Archie, that is what I call a beautiful girl.
Huh? Yeah. Happen to go for that type.
How come your eyes is popping out of your head?
Eddie, I happen to go for that type. Boy, what a dame.
Oh, Archie, you suddenly seem to have perked up a lot.
Yeah, Danny, it's like magic. One minute I'm feeling very low, and the next minute me corpse suckles is batting each other's brains out. With a little luck, I may have to buy another ticket to the policeman's ball. Clancy, come around a little later and I'll talk to you.
Hello, Archie.
Oh, Benet, listen, who's that girlfriend of yours that just come in there?
That's Michelle Morgan.
Michelle Morgan, the French movie star? The dame was in Joan of Paris in that RKO picture Higher and Higher?
Mm-hmm.
Benet, would you give me a knockdown? Would you introduce me?
Well, I might, right after my next song.
Well, sing fast then, Benet. Sing fast.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. Bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top. Oh, we know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say, yow, oh, yippee-yi-yay, Oklahoma, 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 your old head.
Well, what do you say? How about it, Benet?
Oh, Michelle. Archie, this is Michelle Morgan. Michelle, if you need me, scream.
Well, mademoiselle, toujours tutti sweet from my cherie.
I beg your pardon?
What's the matter? Don't you talk French?
Of course I talk French.
Well, mademoiselle, you are très ravissante.
Oh, merci, merci beaucoup, monsieur.
Merci, merci tout. You just keep pitching them. I'll touche them right back. Of course, Michelle, you know, my French might sound a little rusty. I ain't been to Paris in so many years now. Ah, gay Paris.
Oh, so you've been to Paris, huh?
Have I been? Me? Ah, she? The gay boutonniere, the boulevards? Look, I've been to Paris as often as April. Yes, sir. Every night you could find me sitting in one of them sidewalk cafeterias, you know. Sniffing an absinthe. Oh, boy, what a roulet I was. Good old Paris. I ain't been there in 15 years, but I've always kept in touch, you know. Postcards. But how I miss it. How I miss it.
Did you know Montparnasse?
Oh, did I?
Montmartre?
Certainly.
Les Champs-Élysées?
Of course.
Did you know the Rue de la Paix?
Do I know them? Four of the sweetest guys that ever lived. Yeah, but mostly I travel with the gang of artists, you know. What nights we used to have. Me, Picasso, Van Gogh, Michelangelo. Yeah, I used to say to Picasso, I say, look, Pic, why don't you quit drawing for a while? Come on out and have some fun, you know? Then I'd get down to the left bank and cash a check. Say, by the way, speaking of having fun and going dancing, I'm getting two tickets for the gendarme's ball, Michelle. Perhaps you'd like to escort me?
Well, I don't know if I...
Now, come on, Mike. leave us not be strangers. After all, we're two fellow parishioners. what do you say? Will you go with me?
C'est dommage, mon petit bonhomme. Vous en avez du toupet. Gardez-le donc avec une bille pareille. Oh, mon Dieu, quelle misère.
Oh. Well, make one. Take it over.
Miss Arch, I think that's Mr. Krieger coming in.
Yeah, hey, wait a minute. I wonder whether she meant yes or no. Woman, the eternal triangle. Well, Laird Krieger. Laird Krieger, is it not?
Tis indeed, sir. And you?
Me, tis Archie, mine host. And may I say, sir, that we are singly honored by your humble visitation to these lordly diggings.
Well, sir, the richness of your welcome is exceeded only by the poverty of your diction.
Well, thank you. by the way, it seems to me you speak with a slight English brogue. Tis?
Well, Archibald, I was born in America, but I was educated in England.
England, huh? Ah, England.
Hold on to your oars, boys. We're crossing the channel.
England, jolly old London.
Oh, you've been to London?
Have I been to... Eat good gad, man. Have I been to London? Good old Piccadilly.
And where did you stay in England?
Where did I stay? In a flat, right outside of London.
Where?
Essex.
What part of Essex?
Wessex.
Wessex is not part of Essex.
Maybe it was Sussex.
Well, make up your mind, Arch. Which was it, Essex, Wessex, or Sussex?
Liverpool?
Liverpool. Perhaps you stayed in Bobbysex. Sinatra on the croon, you know.
Possible. By the way, lad, it's quite an honor having the king of the horror men here. What do you think of this place?
Well, Arch, I feel like I'm on a busman's holiday. You know, this place has great possibilities. Those creaky doors, those cobwebs, that skull and crossbones over in the corner.
Mr. Krieger, that is no way to talk about Miss Duffy.
Archie, did you call me?
Oh, Mr. Krieger, this is Miss Duffy, the daughter of the establishment.
Oh, Mr. Krieger, this is so exciting.
That's a very interesting study in dormant paranoia.
Likewise, I'm sure. Mr. Krieger, I have to tell you something. The very thought of seeing you in a picture frightens me.
Likewise, I'm sure.
You know, those pictures of yours are so scary. You know, the way you murder all those girls.
Oh, now, murder is an inelegant word, Miss Duffy. Let us say that I launched them into eternity.
Quite a few launchings, too. This guy is the Henry Kaiser of the throat cutters. Look, Miss Duffy, if I was you, I'd blow out of here before I got me head severed. Look, you monster guys is turning out to be hot men with the dames these days, you know? Today, the monsters seem to be getting more gentlemanly, you know? Much more couth than formerly.
Yes, Archie. The day of the uncouth monster is gone. Now, I was having a meeting the other day with some of the boys.
Yeah.
Bela Lugosi, P.T. Laurie, Bori Karloff.
Where did you hold this meeting? Under a damp rock?
Look, Arch, leave us, please, be serious. You'd do very well following our approach with the girls. You know, the smoothie monster.
Yeah, well, look, you see, I got this French dame, and I've been kind of using the Charles Boyer method, but maybe I'd do better switching to Boris Karloff, huh?
Why not? You know, from where you're starting, it's a much shorter trip.
Well, look, would it be much trouble for you to advise me, you know, sort of monster me up? Look, lad. I mean, lad.
Yes, Archie?
Please explain to me once again. Now, what is it I do?
Well, you see, Archie, you must appeal to the self-conscious fascination that every woman has for the weird and esoteric.
Yeah.
You must play the part of a schizophrenic whose uncontrollable neuroses lead to a murder compulsion.
Just to make a date with a dame?
Yes, Archie.
Look, lad, explain it to me once again.
Well, now, look, Archie, you know what a schizophrenic is.
Well, who don't?
Well, you know what a murder compulsion is.
Well, of course. But just to be on the safe side, explain it to me, huh? You know, clear and simple, just like as if I was a jerk.
Well, Arch, a schizophrenic is a man with a split personality. You know, good and evil. A man who is a victim of a dualism within his libido.
Oh, he'd be a skunk if he wasn't.
Well, and a murder compulsion is Well, it's a murder compulsion.
I bet you tell that to all the ghouls. Pardon the witticism. But anyway, stick around. I'll try your system out. Michelle.
Yes?
Come here, Michelle. Come over here. Come here. My, that's a lovely white throat you got there. Come here, Michelle. Don't be afraid.
What's the matter? Is something wrong with your stomach?
No, I'm having me murder convulsions.
Archie, there's something strange about you.
Well, you see, I'm split up into two personalities. What they call a schizophrenia. No, sort of a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Sheen. Me bad me is always fighting me good me. And tonight, me bad me has got possession. Something terrible might happen.
Yes, what?
I might go sit in the park and feed the pigeons.
What's so terrible about feeding pigeons?
You don't understand. I feed them to me. You see, I'm a whole mess of neurosis. It's in me blood, you know? Me grandfather was a vampire. Every week he went out on a bat. Here, look at me.
Archie, what do you mean by frightening this poor, helpless little girl?
What do I mean? You told me to do it.
You must be mad, my good man. Look, young lady, are you busy tonight?
No.
Well, let's get out of here. This man is a maniac. He's a schizophrenic.
Where will we go?
To the policeman's ball. A bobby over here just sold me two tickets.
Well, it sounds like fun. Let's go.
That dirty double-crosser. He splits me personality. He turns me into schizophrenic. Then he walks out with me dame. Clancy, give me two tickets. I'll go with each other.
Leave Duffy's. Leave us put a couple of nickels in Duffy's jukebox. The plat is spinning. The needle comes down. It's music.
back.
This rebroadcast is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.